Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
One by one, you are approaching. You're the run. You want to do it now. You won't compromise. You can buy. Inflation, mother time. Breaking the gates of fright. Put your brain in the fight. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. It is all day.
Yes. All right, dear radio listeners, it's that time, right?
Edward? We're back on the radio, Psychosocial Radio here.
Somebody told me it's Friday, 16th of November.
Dmitri and Edward are back.
3:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We're doing it.
That can only mean one thing.
Talking mental health and playing some awesome jams.
Yes, yes, radio listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are live today, Psychosocial Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Edward and Dmitri here in the studio with you. And we are live today, okay? Last week we weren't. We had a pre-recorded show.
Yes, we sure did.
Yeah, and just take a moment to actually say, guys and gals that are listening, apologies for last week, by the way, because the station actually had a few hardware issues, you know, some technical difficulties here. It happens from time to time, so for those of you that did tune into our show last Friday, it was, you know, probably rather unintelligible because there was a lot of just garbled noise playing. You know, apologies for that, but that one was out of our hands.
No sweat. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Yep.
And it kind of goes into what we want to talk about today is being grateful. We're right around the corner from Thanksgiving, right? And We wanted to touch up on the idea of being appreciative of things and not taking things for granted. I mean, we're here doing things in a studio. That's awesome, right? So how can you be not grateful for that? But besides the point, that's something we wanted to touch up on today, is really discussing the idea of
being gratitude. Gratitude.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, as they say, put some gratitude in your attitude. It'll take you places. It'll take you far places even.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
No doubt, yeah. You know, and, you know, speaking of gratitude, first and foremost, you know, Edward and I just want to say, you know, big, big thank you to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Big shout out.
Absolutely, Radio Free Brooklyn. You know, Tom, Rob, Shane, Ben, DJ, all these cool guys that we've interacted with over just like, you know, less than a month's time since we started the show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. So, you know, thank you guys, you know, from the heart. Big, big, big thanks to all of you guys for, you know, allowing us to come up in here and, you know, do our thing. And, you know, we wish you guys are around for at least 120 more years.
There you go. We are grateful to be on the radio.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you, guys. And speaking of gratitude, I just want to mention that you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to Psychosocial Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. To help support our mission, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every penny helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. All contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. All right, guys, dear radio listeners, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, we got a lot to talk about today as usual, okay? But first, we just want to be able to list very quickly what we heard. That was our opening set right here. First song opening up that set was a song called Fear of Failure by 10 Yard Fight. That was off a split 7-inch, by the way, 10 Yard Fight with Fast Break. Okay, then we followed that up with just some straight up classic New York hardcore. In my opinion, at least, we heard from Straight Ahead with a quick ditty right there called We Stand, followed by Walk Proud doing a song called Be Yourself, followed by Rorschach, early Rorschach, I should say, with a song called Checkmate. I actually happen to prefer earlier Rorschach. I love Rorschach in general, but earlier Rorschach just has a whole other different groove to it, which I really like. And the last song from that set was a song called Blinded by none other than Crackdown.
So here we go, talking about being grateful and not taking things for granted. How often do we wake up, just plowing through the day without stopping and reflecting on what you got and that things are going well? Listen, the reality is things are not always doing well, but it's nature of life. And we do carry a lot of expectations, and we blame others, from anybody to anything. From weather, there was pretty crappy weather yesterday. But hey, guess what? Sometimes it rains and snows. Happens. That's life. But it's all about perspective and how you see that.
Absolutely, perspective. That's such a key word right there, you know. Radio listeners, you know, we're not here to you know, to preach or anything like that, but you know, since we do want to talk about mental health and all types of mental health related issues while playing some really cool music, you know, Edward and I were talking about, yeah, you know, it's like when we try to define mental health, what that means, it's like what are the essential ingredients that go into that? What are the main components of good mental health? And you know, it just occurred to us in conversation, we've certainly talked about this before, but you know, the ability to be grateful, right, and to be able to express gratitude just for
you know, the simplest things, or maybe they're not so simple to people. You know, we take so much for granted. I think we do, living, you know, in New York City, one of the best cities in the world, Brooklyn, you know, just generally, you know, in the West, I think there's so much which is available at our fingertips. And, you know, thank God for that, right? But it's important always, you know, to, for us at least, to be able to just take a step back and to be able to say to ourselves, to others, other people in our lives that we love and that are close to us, you know, thank you, right? Thank you for being there. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up for me. You know, thank you for just listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes, right?
Because you can listen, so that's good right there. I mean, these are the smallest things, like I said, we take for granted.
But yep.
Yep. We should really be able to stop, pause, and sometimes just look around.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Dear listeners, what are you grateful for, guys? What are you grateful for out there, you know? We're going to give our call-in number. All right, we want people to call in. I've been speaking to, you know, some good old friends from way back in the day. And I'm always telling people to call in, you know, check us out on Radio Free Brooklyn, call in, because, and even if you don't know us, that's perfectly cool as well. Call in as well. We would love to be able to, you know, just to, you know, speak and, you know, just, you know, rap back and forth with you guys out there. So if you do want to call us, you could certainly do that during this hour from 3 to 4 p.m. And only during this hour. Don't call before. Okay. I don't know who you're going to get then. But
yeah,
anyway.
You want to tell us what you're grateful for, or you want to just think about it and share with everyone, what do you not take for granted? Give us a call at 718-928-9732. Again, it's 718-928-9732.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good times. Let's play some music.
All right. We're going to just swing right back into it with the music coming up here. And Edward, do you want to say a little bit about some of the tracks we got coming up here?
Give me a sec. Get the set list.
There we go.
All right, here we go. So this is what we got coming up. We have the awesome metal band Revocation, the Grim Titans. Then I have another one, Russian punk band. A couple of shows before I played another Russian song, and our office manager Diana at One World Counseling, she was not too happy with it. So here's another one, Diana. This is for you.
Oh, who's that going out to again? Who's that song going out to? Mertvy Anarchist?
Mertvy Anarchist means the dead anarchist by Karoly Shoot.
Yeah, Diana, that's for you.
There it goes, Diana. I hope you like this one.
Office manager, One World Counseling, holding everything down. Okay.
There you go. Let's go.
Let's do it.
And another one by Infamous Decapitated.
Yep.
Let's do this.
We hope you guys enjoy this next set. Okay, we'll be back in about 10, 12 minutes. Hopefully chatting it up with everybody out there, okay? All right.
Ослепший старый маг ночью по лесу бродил, на кладбище разлил он волшебный эликсир и лишь проговорил, что же старый натворил. Часа сожгло, но в тишине ночной в подвале кто-то рявкнул: «Хой!»
die, and you get to sit and watch your TV sit. Believe the lies for your eyes. Credit cards and apple pie. 50 stars to blind your eyes. 13 stripes to hypnotize. Free thought is gone. You'll never see. You're just a boy. You'll die tomorrow, but today your empty dreams just fade away. Evaporate. All the hate while you stop by that way until a lifeless fade. Your stupid life just piddled on. You sleep for others and then you're gone. I just can't escape the lying moment. We were born with giants, legend of the sight. We have no rights. We have no future. No reasons why. We're born today. The freedom in my thought. The weak sense of autonomy. When I'm flipping in my squad. That empty void was never filled. But the dreams of others you have killed. You justify what linger on. Don't you know that dreams don't die the day you're born? We have no God. There's only ignorance left. No reasons why.
جا که سفر کردم تو هم سفرم بودی و از هر طرف رفتم آخر بودی و از هر طرف رفتم آخر بودی هر جا که سفر کردم.
Back in Sucka Social Radio.
Radio Free Afghanistan. Well, I'm just kidding. No, Radio Free Brooklyn.
All right, the last song we heard was by very own New York Crusties. Choking Victim, Born to Die. I want to mention that. The Russian song that we just played.
Squatter's Paradise.
Yeah, for sure. Lice and Dice. The Russian song that we played right before in the set was by Corona Shoot, and just wanted to mention that the lead singer, the punk world in Russia lost the lead singer. He goes by the name Gorshok, and unfortunately,
what does that mean right there, Edward?
Gorshok?
Yeah, forever.
How do you answer that? It's like where you poop, you know. So what is it called?
It's like a
party
toilet bowl,
toilet
bowl.
Yeah,
type.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's his. That was his nickname. But since the reason I wanted to mention is since we are talking about mental health, he unfortunately overdosed on heroin, which is a serious issue and topic of substance abuse, something we'll definitely be talking about in our later shows. But I just wanted to, you know, throw it out there that, again, help is out there. The service is out there. If somebody needs to reach out and not struggle, people don't turn to heroin because they're necessarily from happy times. So that's that.
Sometimes, guys, you know, it's just as easy as, you know, if you're looking, anybody out there is, you know, looking for help, any type, any kind, you know, it's sometimes it's just as easy as, you know, dialing 311 and, you know, just saying where you're located, neighborhood you're in, and you'll get a whole, you know, provider directory listing of, you know, a lot of good organizations, agencies out there that could, you know, offer a lot of different types of talk therapy, mental health, addiction treatment services. You know, I mean, in Brooklyn, there's a real good spread of agencies out there in the treatment community. And, you know, there's a lot of agencies out there that we know of, that are doing really good work, you know, in this domain. So yeah, guys, you know, if you're really, you know, looking for help, I mean, 311, sometimes it's just as simple as that, making that phone call, or, you know, give us a phone call here in the studio, drop us a line, Edward or myself, and we'll definitely,
yeah,
point you in the right direction. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, the stuff that we play here, a lot of these folks are, well, not a lot, but some of them, you know, have been lost, whether in punk scene, metal scene, to addiction, suicides, these real, real, real issues that are out there. Mm-hmm. But let's flip it on the positive side, all right? We were talking about gratefulness today and being grateful. And on the way here, Dimitri and I were talking, and he pointed out, and he said something to me, and I really, like, resonated, and I was like, oh, this is totally, we can piggyback off that and talk about it. Dimitri, you want to mention what you said to me?
Yeah, you know, it really just kind of goes back to, you know, this word perspective, right? And, you know, sometimes people even take that word itself for granted. You know, they'll just say, oh, change your perspective. You know, it's, if you're feeling down or upset about something, just change your perspective, you know, as if, like, you know, you changed a pair of socks or something. And, you know, some people are good at doing that. For some other people, you know, it takes more work to do that. But if we really think about that, you know, seriously, like, what does it mean to change your perspective? We could really kind of do some interesting stuff with that, right? Like, just like an everyday example, you know, Edward and I were speaking about, right? It's like, how many times have you, you know, maybe heard somebody on the street, you know, or subways or whatever, you know, just kind of like saying passing, oh man, I gotta go to work today.
No, work. Work, work, work.
Yeah. Oh, I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, it's like driving themselves into, like, you know, just like a, you know, ball of, like, frenzy, right?
But holy cow, how many people don't have a job and they wish they would have something that they can bring home?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, it's like, what if we kind of, like, you know, flip that script a little bit right there, right? So it's not so much about, oh, I have to go to work. But what if we started to say to ourselves,
oh, wow, I have a job.
I get to go to work.
I get to go to work.
Yeah, I get to go to work, right? I mean, that's a change in perspective right there, instantly, right?
And
you think about the implications of that, you know, what that means. And, you know, it's pretty far reaching, right? I mean, especially in today's day and age, of course, right? It's so... You know, it's so important to be grateful for what you do have.
Oh, I have to go do errands. I have to go pick up my kids from school. Yeah, you have kids. That's fantastic. That's a good thing.
That's a blessing right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a blessing, right? And, you know, it's like, yeah, I get to do that. I get to go to school. I get to pick up my kids, right? I mean, you know, you get to have kids in your life. You know, I mean, you know, it just goes on and on, right?
Listen, the basics. We talk about the basics. You wake up, you get out of bed, and you go about your day. Right there. That's something that we all take for granted.
Yep. Yep.
Big time. Big time. Because
tomorrow ain't promised to anybody.
That and you wake up and who knows how you're going to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm so grateful for my health, right? For my health, my job, family, friends, all the loved ones in my life. You know, I'll just take this moment to tell everybody, you know, thank you and I love you guys.
Yeah. Flip that frown upside down.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's that's what it is. You know, if we go back to our topic of mental health, right? I mean, like, you know, you could start right there, right? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's that simple, quote unquote, right? actually, you know, there was somebody once who said that if you want to know what mental health is, right, you got to basically look at two things. Does a person have the ability to do two things, right? And this person said those two things are the ability to work, number one, and number two, the ability to love.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you have the capacity to do those two things, dear radio listeners, the ability to work and the ability to love, you know, you are doing pretty well.
Wow.
In life.
I can name you so many people that don't think that. So
mm-hmm.
many.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yep. And just to give you know, props and due respect to the word that's due, that actually came out of the mouth and writings of dear Sigmund Freud, the father of our Western psychological science. Yep. The ability to work and the ability to love. You know, if you break it down to brass tacks, you know, that's what it's all about right there. Okay, it's not necessarily about, you know, how much you make, how much is in your bank account, what kind of car you drive, you know, where you go eat dinner, you know, what neighborhood you hang out with, who you know, but you know, all that's you know, that's nonsense. I mean, it's cool and everything if you got it right, but what it's really about, you know, if you're living a life, you know, with intent and on purpose, and you know, in a good frame of mental health. Basically, you have the ability to work, however you define that, and the ability to love, however you define that.
Well, how many people think that their surroundings and things that are outside their control are dictating their life?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the case, because we forget how much comes from the within. And not only that, how much we are in control of what comes from within. Just because something that happens from the outside, it's all about how we look at these things. You know, you can have two situations and two different people looking at the same thing completely different. One can look at it as a totally negative thing, and it's almost like life-changing, where somebody can flip it and see it in a positive way, mm-hmm. in a positive manner, as a change. Because
yep.
changes are good. They're not always bad. It's all about what you see. And really empowering yourself, because
mm-hmm.
you have that control.
Yeah. And it takes work. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, dear okay. radio listeners. You know, it takes work. But if you put the work into it, just like anything else, most of in life, you'll definitely see results from
and
that.
And the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, believe that.
Yeah. It's just learning about yourself.
Yeah.
Knowing what you want, and then just going and getting it.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yep. All right. So, Edward, did
pep talk?
yeah, no, it's good. So, okay, I think we talked a little bit about who we heard in that last musical set, right? Edward, those were some of your faves right there playing?
Yeah,
right?
Some metal, some punk, crusty's Russian punk.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Mjortve Anarchist, the dead anarchist that goes out to Diana.
You really like that one, yeah, Diana.
Don't read too much into that, Diana. not in this case.
And some really heavy bands like Decapitated, Revocation, mm. Decapitated Folks from the Poland. Great.
Oh, yeah. That's a band out of Poland, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right. I mean, we really try to bring in
mm-hmm.
world music here. And this is not only about, yeah, I mean, a lot of folks get influenced by American stuff, but regardless. People branch out in different countries. They
absolutely.
Start doing their own thing.
Oh, yeah, there's so many
great.
Scenes, yeah, across the globe, you know, international, yeah. Speaking of, actually, who we got playing here in the background, one of my picks here, it's an artist, it's a singer that, you know, like, this guy is just awesome to me. His name is Ahmad Zahir, with a song called Heart of Joy, Kisafar Kardam, which is in Afghani Dari, which means every place that I visited. Heart of Joy, Kisafar Kardam. And Ahmad Zahir, yeah, he was a real freedom fighter. He was actually, you know, assassinated at the hands of the Afghan Taliban in the early days, unfortunately. So, rest in peace to Ahmad Zahir. All right.
Yes, it's really awesome that, you know, Dmitry and I, we kind of like have our own little bit of a different taste in music. So we get to bring a little bit of own flavor.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy it, you know.
Yeah,
hope.
But I really want to say that if you want to hear your favorite song being played on mm-hmm. the radio, please give us a call. We'll totally take that into consideration and play it. We are open. We're open to learning new music, new bands. We'd love to have maybe even some bands play here in the studio.
Yep.
Give us a call. 718-928-9732.
Okay, so we're about to get right back
into
a
little information. Sign up for our newsletter to keep up to date with new programming, upcoming RFB events, interviews, ticket giveaways, special offers on RFB swag, and more. Sign up for the newsletter at radioforbrooklyn.org/newsletter. Please be sure to subscribe to our monthly newsletter for the latest news about new programming and upcoming RFB events. You can sign up at radioforbrooklyn.org/newsletter. All right, we got some time left. We don't want to bore you with our talking. Let's hear some music.
All right, guys, here's the next musical set. We hope you enjoy this. Get ready to just pogo and bounce around for this one.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. up your hopes and dreams just to keep up the pace. Then he realized what the goal is, just caught in the void, a banger at the present, thinking of days gone past, wondering how they could have went by so fast. One step forward, one step forward, one step forward, two steps back. One step forward, one step forward, one step forward, two steps back. Leave them all behind, about to meet again at the finish line. I'm gonna get you to win a purse. Don't say a cut for what you feel it's worth.
Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to announce that we'll be launching an after-school program for local teenagers in 2019. To learn about media literacy through media making using hands-on approach guided by local professionals. If you'd be interested in participating or donating to this program, please go to radioforbrooklyn.org/afterschool. And remember, all donations are tax deductible. And this is it for today.
Thank you, guys. Again, thank you, Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you, all our friends. Thank you, dear listeners.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you,
real.
Everybody. Everybody, we can seriously, you know, you guys, you know, we don't say this, but we draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, circles like we kind of like, you know, swim in our networks. And, you know, even every once in a while when everybody gives us like good feedback or just feedback in general, we're even grateful for that. So
much appreciated.
Much appreciated. Yeah, yeah, thank you, guys.
That, yeah.
Thank you. And, yeah, I guess let's just kind of like,
yeah,
we always keep forgetting to like mention who we're playing here. This is also a music show. All right, we kicked it right off that last set. It was a quick set. an old like 80s punk British band called The Epileptics with a song called The 1970s Were Made in Hong Kong. And I guess that's all good because I guess the 2010s are made in China. then we heard Making the Grade by Decry, old punk rock band. Followed by Raw Deal, otherwise known as Killing Time, with Backtrack. Great song, great title. And I think that was it, right, Edward?
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, man, Raw Deal. We got Bulldoze playing in the background. So we got like one more minute left, guys. And
thank you. Come again.
Absolutely, guys. Again, thank you guys so much. We wish everybody very healthy, happy Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, all that. We hope you guys enjoy it and, you know, just take,
you know, a moment of your time maybe to
reflect.
Yeah,
and don't
reflect.
Forget, it all comes from within. You are in power.
Yeah, guys. Okay, so
peace.
Yeah, have a great one, guys. Okay, good healthy weekend, and Shabbat Shalom.
Later.